Over the past 16 years, Arkansas has produced two major presidential hopefuls, Bill Clinton and Mike Huckabee. Joining me now to explain how such different politicians have been able to appeal to voters in the natural state, and also to take a look at the issues that matter to voters in the upcoming election, is Dr. Janine Parry, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville. She's also the director of the annual Arkansas Poll. It is my pleasure to welcome her to this week's States of the Union series. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. So Arkansas has the second lowest income levels in the country. Does that mean that the economy is a pressing concern there?
It is. You mentioned the Arkansas poll. We've been running that annual project for 9 years now, so we've conducted more than 7,000 interviews. And consistently, when we ask folks, you know, what matters to them most, what's the most pressing issue or problem in Arkansas today, the economy is almost always number one. It frequently shares a spot, sort of the top two or three, with education and health care. But, you know, certainly we've been thinking about the economy for a long time here.
And also unemployment is slightly higher than the national average. I would have assumed that would have meant that John Edwards would have had a real chance
in the state. Well, you know, I think so. Perhaps if he were running against other candidates, but given the Clinton connection to this state, it just gives her a real natural advantage here, having been a former first lady and having lived here for so very long.
Arkansas has a low percentage of college graduates. Does that play a role in the economic picture of the state? Does education play a role in Arkansas's voting patterns?
It does. I mean, traditionally, we were one of those states for decades that had really abysmal participation statistics. It's improved in recent years, but part of that has had to do with the drop nationally. So we're not as far behind as we used to be because, you know, we've increased slightly, but mostly because other states' voting statistics have gone down. But so it certainly affects turnout issues, and some populations would be more affected by that than others.
Arkansas is also the home of some major corporations, Walmart, Tyson Foods, J.B. Hunt Trucking. Do they employ a lot of Arkansans?
They do. I mean, we're really a land of contrast, especially in the last 15 or 20 years. You know, there are very wealthy pockets up in the northwest corner of the state where I'm visiting with you from, where Walmart and Tyson are located. And then, of course, there's tremendous poverty in the east on the Mississippi River Delta and in southern Arkansas where the timber industry has experienced something of a decline, certainly since the mid-20th century. There's a little bit of everything here in Arkansas, to be sure.
Arkansas also has had more Democrats elected to office than most southern states. The South is pretty solidly Republican these days, but except for Mike Huckabee, it's been mostly Democrats, hasn't it?
It has, and I'm really glad that you asked that question, because I think sometimes when I'm asked to address national media, you know, folks just don't really get that this isn't your traditional southern red state. The fact is, we did cast our ballots for George W. Bush in 2000, and then by just 5 points, and then 2004 in 9 points, but below that level, below the presidential level, I mean, there are just all kinds of indications that this may be, and it might be a tie with Louisiana, but the most thoroughly Democratic state in the nation. 5 of 6 of our congressional delegation, House and Senate, are Democrats. The legislature is only about 25% Republican, so it's quite lopsided. Republicans rarely even run candidates for even half of the state legislative races when those come up every 2 years. And that's not even to talk about sort of county-level offices where in all but about 2 or 3 counties, there's just simply no Republican opponent on the ticket in many situations, or at least not someone who has a chance. So it's still a deeply, deeply Democratic state in terms of partisan identification.
But are Arkansas's Democrats more socially conservative than national Democrats?
Certainly they are, and you know, this yellow dog, blue dog, whatever you want to call them. And Arkansas, though, is interesting. I mean, there's some historical stuff. You know, it was never a big plantation state. It's more of a border state, right, than a deep south state. So there's a lot going on there. But really, I think my colleagues and I would all agree that we are economically populist, even liberal, and that probably has a lot to do with our poverty over the years. And we are, but on the other hand, we're socially conservative, but I would say we're not as socially conservative on many issues in terms of what we would advocate as, you know, sort of policy solutions as some of our, you know, our southern counterparts.
Hillary Clinton is scheduled to appear at a town meeting event in North Little Rock today to discuss the economy. Have any of the other candidates made campaign swings through Arkansas?
We haven't seen a lot of attention this time, and I think for people like me, we haven't seen a lot of attention yet. And for people like me, that's a bit of a disappointment, because we were really heavily courted in 2000, right? We were one of the battleground states, and then again in 2002, and to a lesser degree in 2004. But there really hasn't been that much contact here, but it's understandable. We're not a big player in the primary election contest on either side. There just aren't that many delegates to pick up here. And, you know, it's one of the reasons we were one of the first states to move our primary so far forward. But, of course, as it turned out, 23 other states joined us. So.
Well, I guess it's also assumed that the two native sons, so to speak, Hillary Clinton and Mike Huckabee, are going to win the primaries.
Exactly.
But do you think Arkansas will be more important in the general election?
I do. And just on that point, we don't have a lot of regular polling here. And my poll was done in early October when, especially on the Republican side, things looked very different. But the one poll, an independent poll that was released in December, I think will hold true. And that's that you'll see both of them get a pretty square majority of their the support of their respective parties. But yeah, because it's not much in play, you know, maybe that's why we haven't received much attention. Although I should say, you can get as little as 10% of the statewide vote here on the Republican side and potentially pull off a delegate or two, which would probably be more embarrassing for Mike Huckabee than anything else. But all that said, we haven't received a lot of attention yet. But for the general election, I think that Arkansas is one southern state, maybe one of only two that will very much be in play. And I think right now, as things look, it's likely to go back into the Democratic column for 2008. So I think we will see a lot more attention this summer and into the fall.
My guest is Professor Janine Parry, Associate Professor of Political Science and Director of the Arkansas Poll at the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville. We're talking to her about, as part of our States of the Union series, looking at Arkansas. You said the Democrats will probably take the state this year because of the economy mostly, or what about some of the other issues that have been important elsewhere, like the war?
Yeah, that's interesting. And unfortunately, my poll, the poll that we operate here at the University of Arkansas, is very sort of state focused, and the way that we ask the question, I think, really kind of precludes people from thinking about more national or international issues. So even when we ask it in our open-ended format, we rarely get people saying Iraq or Afghanistan or security issues or the war on terror, anything of that nature. But there have been a few sort of sporadic polls that suggest that just like the rest of the country, the war is certainly on people's minds and will play a role in who they decide to support in the primary, but then, of course, even more in the general.
Well, aren't there military bases in Arkansas?
There are. I mean, we're a southern state and a relatively poor state. There's some military presence, especially sort of in central Arkansas, up to the north and some other things. But we're not Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons you may suspect that Arkansas will go to the Democrats this year is the Democrats have raised more money than the Republicans in Arkansas.
They have. And then also you just look at partisan identification over the years. It's how we're very different from our southern neighbors. It's still the case that a significant plurality of Arkansans identify themselves as Democrats, usually between 35% and 40% of identifiers. And then a very similar proportion will say that they are independents, and then it's rarely over 25% of the population who will say they are Republicans. So Democrat, it's still very much the brand name here in Arkansas, and that's sort of where people naturally gravitate to.
And are the Clintons still remembered with fondness?
They are. It's something in 1999 when we first launched the Arkansas poll, we went ahead and we would always ask presidential approval. And Bill Clinton, I think, was in the mid-50s about where he was nationally. And Hillary Clinton, actually, as First Lady, of course, at the time, was, I think, 2 or 3 points higher. And again, if you look at more contemporary polls about our attention to her as a candidate, her reception has been overwhelmingly positive.
So how do we explain Mike Huckabee in all of this? After all, he's not just a conservative Republican. He's a Republican who doesn't believe in evolution.
Right, and has made some comments about, taking the nation back for Christ and that sort of
and
thing.
And he also declared, even though the state has one of the highest rates of marriage in the country, because it has a fairly high divorce rate, Mike Huckabee declared a state of marital emergency.
He did because of this high rate of divorce. And, you know, a lot of that is, I believe, you know, sort of tipping his hand to where his natural roots are. You know, he's a Southern Baptist minister, and he certainly is socially conservative. But like most Arkansans, his priority when it comes to public policy has been on, his priorities have been on the bread and butter issues. So he focused a lot on education. He focused a lot on roads. He focused a lot on economic development. And, of course, we've read a lot about health care, and I don't think that can be overstated, right, being one of those, the lead governors on, you know, this Our Kids First program in getting health care to children of the working poor. So, you know, that's why some of his critics in the state who are focused solely on the socially conservative issues have, you know, billed him as a pro-life socialist or a pro-life liberal. On the other hand, most of the state's business leaders really like him. And, of course, for the 10 years that we clocked him, his approval ratings went anywhere from he was during one election cycle down in the upper 40s, but for 3 years running, he was in the upper 60s and into 70% approval rating statewide. And then at the time he left, I think he was in the mid-50s, which for anyone who's been in office for 10 and a half years isn't too shabby. So I think he was right where most Arkansans are, which is socially conservative, but in terms of public policy, really looking for solutions and, frankly, a fairly active government on bread and butter issues. And that's why he was successful here.
And then succeeded by a Democrat, Mike Beebe, which is interesting as well. What about the black vote in Arkansas? It played a major role in South Carolina. Do you see it as playing any kind of part here? Will it help Barack Obama at all, or is a black vote solidly behind Hillary Clinton?
Well, you know, again, we haven't had enough polling and certainly large enough sample sizes to be able to tell with as much certainty as I prefer. But I can say a couple of things about that. One is that, of course, the African-American population, again, there are a lot of historical reasons for this, isn't as big in Arkansas since it is a border state as it is in some of these other states, including South Carolina. So it means, you know, it's only about 15-16% of the total population. That said, of course, you know, given historical voting patterns and policy patterns, we think it's probably that the African-American vote is probably 20-25% of the primary electorate on the Democratic side. So we do have an element of proportionality in our delegate selection process here, of course, in Arkansas as elsewhere. And it's on a congressional district basis. And so Obama would have to get 15% of the primary vote in one congressional district in order to pull away any delegates. I think that's unlikely, you know, given that polling shows her with about 60% of Democratic supporters on her side, but it is possible, but only, of course, if just about every African-American voter went for Obama. So, you know, I think it's unlikely, but it is possible, and partly that's because the African-American vote here is small, but it's also because Hillary Clinton has very, very deep roots here. So I think that it's less a race thing than it is sort of a, you know, hometown girl thing.
Now we have very little time, but the two of the big contentious issues have been illegal immigration, and also Governor Beebe is refusing to call a special legislative session unless he's sure that the raise in the state severance tax on natural gas will go through. That's a unique situation, isn't it?
It is a unique situation. Judging from my visit with my Arkansas politics boss yesterday, it would appear that most people aren't tuned in to the severance tax on natural gas yet, but we do have a ballot measure that may start circulating, potentially a special session, some of this negotiation with the governor. So I think some folks will start tuning into that. We also have a lottery amendment putting a lottery into circulation in Arkansas. We're one of the few states not to have one that potentially would qualify for the ballot and make things interesting in 2008. So there are all kinds of things usually shaking things up here.
And immigration is an issue in the state?
It is. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that as well. It is, especially in the western part of the state where immigration rates have been higher, you know, illegal and legal, in supporting a lot of the industries, especially the poultry industry. However, this was the first year that it registered as one of the most pressing, you know, issues or problems in Arkansas today. Again, we've been doing it for 9 years, and this year I think it got something like 5% or it was 5%, I think, of the folks who had that as their top pick. So it's significant that it finally registered.
Thanks for being on our show today, Professor Janine Parry, Associate Professor of Political Science and Director of the Arkansas Poll at the University of Arkansas. Fayetteville. Thank you so much.
Thank you.